welcome to NSTA, The Bus Stop. This is the official podcast of the National School Transportation Association. I am Kurt Mackeson, Executive Director, and joining me today are Neil Hoskins and Dear Kuka Lavaram. They are both senior consultants with the Spectrum Consulting Group at a Michigan State University. Hey guys, welcome to NSTA, The Bus Stop.
Hey Kurt, thanks for having us.
Hi Kurt, pleasure to be here.
Yep, great having you both on board in podcast. Dear, I'm going to start with you because to give us some background, we've been working with you guys on a project with the NSTA Business Development Committee. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about the Spectrum Consulting Group and, you know, your affiliation with Michigan State University?
Of course, yeah, I could shed some light on this. So Spectrum Consulting Group is a student-run 501c3 nonprofit management consulting firm. We're based out of East Lansing, Michigan, and affiliated with Michigan State University. I always tell people that we're composed of the best and brightest students at MSU, and we have a wide range of majors within our group, ranging from political theory to computer science to supply chain management. Over the past 6 years or so, we've specialized in strategic planning, market entry, automation, and other things like tech implementation, just to name a few. The idea that makes SCG so special is that we're consultants for a cause. Every semester, we award four $5,000 scholarships, so $20,000 total a semester, as well as this is on top of our donations to the East Lansing Educational Foundations as well. This is a little bit of background about the growth of SCG. When we were first founded, our original members used to go down Grand River, knocking on the doors of mom and pop shops to drum up business. Now we're way more successful than we could imagine. Now we're working with multi-million dollar clients and clients of high value, such as the NSTA. So that's just a little bit of a background on SCG. Happy to answer more questions if you have any.
No, I'm glad, and I'm especially glad you clarified the multi-million dollar part, you know, for us. But appreciate that you said we're a client of high value. So thank you for that. I am going to pass this next question off to both of you, but I'm going to start with Neil. Love to hear about your background and, you know, your role with the Spectrum Consulting Group.
Yeah, definitely. So I do have a bit of a non-traditional background for the typical student. I wasn't always the best student in high school, so I didn't start off in college right away. I worked some odd jobs, and then eventually I started a business doing window cleaning for construction and development companies. So did that for the better part of 2 years, built it up, and eventually decided I wanted to move on to, you know, bigger things than clean windows. So started taking night classes at the local community college while I worked a sales job during the day, then eventually transferred to MSU last year in fall of 2020. You know, did last year online, got involved with Spectrum Consulting Group. I worked as a business analyst, the entry-level position in the group on a project with a utility company doing some strategic planning, and then with a healthcare startup based out of Washington, D.C. on some market entry work. Now I'm a senior consultant in the group, so essentially a manager of a project along with Deer. I focus mainly on external relationships, so with the client and our executive board, so Deer and I's bosses. I run client meetings and ensure that, you know, your as well as Dean Transportation's expectations were communicated to the team and upheld by everyone. So that's a little bit about me.
And Dean, how about you?
Yeah, as for myself, I follow more of a traditional background. I'm originally from Troy, Michigan, where I attended Troy High School. For the people who are unfamiliar with Troy, it's a suburb north of Detroit, about 45 minutes north. So I started MSU my first semester in fall of 2019. So that means I've been with STG for just over 2 years now. I've worked with a utilities company as a BA. I've worked with the human services nonprofit as a consultant. And here I am as a senior consultant for STG. I'm kind of like the counterpart to Neil on our engagement team. I manage more of the internal relationships with our team members and with our e-board, like you said, our bosses. So where Neil ensures that your expectations can be met by our team, I ensure that the team can meet your expectations. So Neil and I have been a fantastic team over this past engagement, and very excited to have SCG as Great Work Experience under our belt.
Yeah, and it's great, little separation division of labor. Yeah, and from our standpoint, everything, you know, worked out great, which is going to lead me into my next question for Neil, because I'd like to highlight and just to give the listeners a little bit of background. So we being the NSBA and the Business Development Committee, did put together a subcommittee, and that subcommittee met with the Spectrum team throughout the fall up until, into December. And we had, you know, really weekly meetings with the team. So I guess my question for you, Neil, or it's not so much a question, is I'd like you to kind of talk about the rest of the Spectrum team that's been working with us on the data acquisition project.
Yeah, definitely. So most of the credit, as much as Deer and I would love to take it, goes to our awesome team. We have a lot of, we like to call them rock stars on our team, composed of consultants, so people that have one or two engagements under their belt, then BAs, business analysts, which are typically newer to the group. We have like Rachel Wu, who's a supply chain and data science major. She's interned at John Deere and then going into management consulting at PwC, PricewaterhouseCoopers. We have Karina Boina, who's a supply chain management major with a minor in IT. She's interned at Plant Moran and going to GE Aviation. Brian George, again, supply chain management major and an intern at a startup called Finex for business strategy. So those are our consultants. Then our BAs, the workhorses who did a lot of the grunt work for us. AJ, Aaron Brummel, who's a freshman, really considering supply chain management. He's a research assistant on campus, actually working on a pretty cool project studying the habits of police officers and how their sleep patterns affect decision making. Ryan Morgott, who's an applied engineering major with a concentration in supply chain management. Internships across the board from like mechanical engineering, and now he's at Johnson & Johnson working in supply chain management. And then Nick DeBaker, real good guy who's studying marketing. He's a research analyst for a law firm. So yeah, our team has a really, really broad range of experiences and people, and a lot of great members who helped us accomplish what we accomplished.
Yeah, that's for sure. And like I said, we had, you know, weekly engagements, and it was really good to see, you know, the evolution of the project. I'm going to toss this one over to Deer to maybe frame out like what the actual project was, because it strikes me that, you know, some of our listeners, even in, you know, folks who are on the various committees but not on business development, don't know fully about the, you know, private market share data acquisition project. So if you could talk about that a little bit, Deer, and then also talk about how that relationship developed between the Spectrum Consulting Group and NSTA.
Of course. Yeah. Let me start with the relationship just to establish some background. The roots of this relationship between SCG and NSTA run pretty deep. We were initially introduced to each other through Dean Transportation, I believe, in the first iteration of the market research project in 2018. So over these past few years, since 2018, we've increased the scope of the project and conducted research and analysis on the private school bus transportation industry, ultimately helping to make NSTA make better informed expansion decisions in membership development. To answer your point about what kind of work we specifically did, within this iteration, we collected data from 10 key states. These 10 key states are Arizona, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New Hampshire, Oregon, South Dakota, Texas, and Vermont. So imagine this scope with the other engagements just with different states in general. This was conducted through exploring different research methods, like sending out governmental letters to obtain data from a certified source, finding resources online, et cetera. We could talk more about the research methods if you would like. I do know that's a question.
Sure.
Later.
Sure. I'm going to transition over to Neil, because I think one of the things I mentioned earlier was evolution of the project and, you know, kind of where we started, say, way back in September to where we ended up in December. There were a lot of miles traveled. So what can you say that the team learned about, you know, private school transportation working on this project And then specifically, were there any takeaways from engaging with organization like NSTA?
Yeah, definitely, Kurt. So I think there were quite a few big takeaways that the team had, specifically about the private market. So one thing that we noticed as we were going through like state by state is just how much more efficient many of the private contractors were when compared to their public counterparts that were ran by the schools directly, right? So their route planning typically had, you know, a lot fewer miles driven, you know, better utilization of resources. They had like economies of scale at their benefit, you know, ultimately saving the taxpayers a lot of money and allowing the school to use those resources for, you know, other areas in the classroom. So I would say those were the three biggest takeaways we had, at least on my side.
Yeah, you know, excellent observations. I'm going to toss it back to Deer. So you scratched the surface a little bit, Deer, with the research, you know, methods the team used to the project. So I want you to highlight those because, you know, I thought the engagement was really good. And I keep coming back to this word evolution because we could see the evolution of it as we got on, you know, each of the weekly calls. So why don't you summarize that, you know, for folks?
Yeah, for sure. Evolution is 100% the right word to describe it. This engagement is so evolved from the first iteration of what we previously did when we conducted market research for NSTA and Dean. The biggest change is a re-engineered methodology on our side. We elected to send FOIA and OPRA requests as for the suggestion of David Zikafoos, who's based out of Delaware, also an NSTA member. This was a very large change in our methodology because this allowed us to get data from government sources directly. So in turn, this allowed us to have high confidence and high validity in our data that we collected. So when we got this data, since we were so confident in it, we were able to extrapolate data. Extrapolation is just a fancy word for finding a number from a number. We use different tools like Tableau and RStudio to visualize our data and to find relationships with the data. Touching on extrapolation a little bit more, to find extrapolated data, we were able to employ regression models to find relationships. This was used to predict the effect of one variable on another variable. I'll give you an example. So amongst South Dakota data, which was amongst the most expansive data set that we had, South Dakota sent us literally everything that they had. We found a strong correlation between special education transportation and overall transportation expense. So special education transportation ended up being a huge chunk of the transportation expense just because the bus system was pretty inefficient there among the public market. This is just one of the examples that I'm able to name off due to our different analysis methods with an extrapolation and regression models. But overall, this was incredibly successful engagement on our side. We used a ton of different tools and techniques, ultimately resulting in more successful engagements down the line should the NSTA choose to go with us again.
Yeah, and you know, just the way you outline it, you know, I think about all the weekly meetings, you know, we had and how this thing was, you know, developed over the, you know, the course of 10 to 12 weeks. And it's really great. I'm going to pass the next question over to Neil because Deer lays out, you know, there were so many successful outcomes with the outreach. But the one thing we also have to point out is not everything goes according to plan. So what were some of the challenges that the team faced working on the project?
Yeah, definitely. So I think like Deer said, once we got the data, we have a lot of incredibly intelligent people on the team, like Rachel, who's a data science major, Brian, who's a very analytical person. So once we got the data, we were able to do a lot of really cool things with it. But the challenge was getting it. So due to the nature of the requests and how the states collect the data, there was a huge lack of consistency across the board. So some states like South Dakota collect all sorts of information, and you know, other states maybe like New Jersey, for instance, doesn't collect anything at the state level. So we had to attempt reaching out to the district by district, which was, you know, in and of itself a very labor intensive process. So another challenge we had to deal with was a lack of responses from the school districts, right? So at the state level, they understood that the FOIA requests or Freedom of Information Act request. There's a legality behind it where essentially you have a right to the information that they hold about the public and how they spend their money. Well, some of the schools disagreed with this and didn't necessarily want to cooperate and send their bus count, send their mileage, send different data points that we wanted. So, you know, that was another challenge. But at the end of the day, we overcame most of these through what Deere talked about with extrapolation, right? So we took the data points, which we did have, and we were able to find some solutions and give, you know, a very educated guess, our best possible estimate about these different metrics that we were ultimately looking for.
Yeah, no, that was a great summary of, you know, the challenges that you met, Neil. This one, and unfortunately, we could talk about this for hours, but running short of time, but did want to get from both of you your final, you know, takeaways from both you personally and the team from the project. So I'm going to toss that over to Deere first, and then we'll ask Neil for his observations.
Okay, yeah. The one huge opportunity that I want to touch on for the NSTA is the upcoming electrification of the school bus fleet as part of the new infrastructure plan. Our team overall sees it as a huge opportunity for the NSTA to first standardize data reporting. Like, this will enable the government and different organizations to make better decisions if NSTA or perhaps to lobby for more standardized data reporting as a part of this bill. And next, another NSTA value proposition that we see is the ability to understand electric buses, the opportunities that come with it, the challenges that come with it. When understanding this, it's going to help differentiate the NSTA when compared to similar organizations and ultimately help it stand out and see it as like a real like strength of the NSTA when contractors are choosing organizations. That's all I had for me. Now we can pass it off to Neil.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, dear. So I think one of my biggest takeaways is just how incredibly important data is for, you know, the NSTA to work in its membership development, as well as for its members to kind of have Deere touched on a little bit, further their business development. And also how incredibly difficult it is to get, like I talked about in my last point. So having those consistent metrics and, you know, the need for those requirements to be uniform across the board, I think is super important and getting more and more important as we move forward.
Yeah, I mean, this has been a great podcast, and it's been a great engagement working with you guys. A lot of great exchange of information. But one of the things you said early on really struck me, and is that the, you know, Spectrum Consulting team, the effort that you guys put into these projects, then you pay it forward with these scholarships, and I think that's great. So I pass it off if folks want to learn more about, you know, the Spectrum Consulting Group, because we've had such a great engagement. I'm sure we're going to continue in the future. But if people have similarly situated projects, you know, where can folks go to find out information about the Spectrum Consulting Group?
You can find out more about us at spectconsulting.com, S-P-E-C-T, consulting.com.
Great. Once again, at NSTA, the bus stop, have Neil Hoskins and Deere Kakalavaram. They are senior consultants with the Spectrum Consulting Group, and they worked with the NSTA Business Development Committee on the Private Market Share Data Acquisition Project 2021. Hey, guys, thanks so much for all your efforts, and give our thanks to the team for a great engagement, and wish you guys, you know, much luck in your future endeavors, and hope we get to engage in the future.
Thanks, Curtis.
Thank you, sir.
An absolute pleasure.